In Tully, Amsterdam, a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he wrote a letter to another Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael, and he had asked him, like, what is Rabbi Yisrael Hanzel about? So he made tshuva before, what's the Ikar Nekuda that he spoke about? So he wrote him back in the letter, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter spoke about the Matana Toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at Yom Kippur. People don't realize what a tremendous matana, what an opportunity it is. If we use it kirai, we could use it for big things. Like if they're very heavy, Rosh Hashanah, Sayyid Gedalia, we're finishing El Zman, Yom Kippur is like the last day in the Zman, we start Beit Zman and afterwards. As people like holding a little bit afterwards, all the signs are up about buying Dalit Mina and Sukkis, yet even selling ties in Yeshiva. We're holding Shayim Fauti. Oh, it's very hard to feel like what the importance of Yom Kippur, what we could do on Yom Kippur. As even in the times of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he went and he mamash spoke about it. As we're going to follow, we're going to learn from the Gadol, and follow in his footsteps and try to see together the Gevaldige Matana Hashem gave us in Yom Kippur, to move on, how we could use the Kirai and get the most out of our Yom Kippur. That's number one. The Pashita thing of Yom Kippur is it's the Sima, the Chatmila, you're deciding the whole year. Like we saw the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we could two Gevaldige Yeshuas, Hashem Pakar Esara, Eschana on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. These are days where the tefillah really could be mashpia, with choyli, with shaduchim. There's so many things in life we need siyata d'shemaya. As our tefillah on these days, the Frat Yom Kippur, which Reb Chaskel Levenstein used a beautiful lashon, it's a yam of rachamei Hashem. We say Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim over and over again. Hashem is male rachamim on this day, as we could be zecha to so many yeshuas. As to use the day properly as a Yom Tvila to be Zeicha B'Din. But we want to focus in today a little bit more on the second angle of the day. And that is the Ikar Avodah of Tshuva. Yom Kippur is the Gemara of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Gemara of the Tshuva of Elul. And it's very important. We want to come to Yom Kippur with a Tshuva, real Tshuva. Not just we spoke about Tshuva, we heard shmuzim about tshuva. We vote for tshuva. It's very important. We want to come out with a real tshuva, with a real change that's really going to make a difference in life, to really grow together. As number one, chet is something that we need a little bit of a chizik in understanding the gam of chet. Chet is ayim b'nayim. What chet does is to bring on Yisurim Noirayim. We look back at the different Yisurim that go on in the world. The Shayir Shel HaKol is Chet. Nasid Lovay Kishi Yavay Mashiach Umo Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim. There won't be a tear that's going to be cried. It's so hard to relate to it. Like what? Mamish, no one's going to have any Agmas Nefesh when Mashiach comes. Nothing. It's going to be Ahilam Male Chesed B'Toyim. The world we're living in now, the Yisurim. Adam HaRishon was Nivra, he was put straight into Gan Eden. Why did he go out of Gan Eden? Chet. Chet takes you out of your Gan Eden in this world. As getting rid of Chet is bringing ourselves back to a matzah of Gan Eden, of Kula Aisha, of Kula Toyim. We could get rid of so much Yisurim, so much Agmas Nefesh, Bein Ba'olam Hazeh, Bein Ba'olam Ha'emes. As it's a tremendous opportunity to clear ourselves. Literally the opportunity. There was once a bachur, real cool with a bachur, he was getting married. He bought his very fancy name brand suit, and he was traveling to his chasana, and on the way to his chasana, there was an eighth haftanah. Thinking after that, the army. So what do? They walk out in the street and they don't let cars pass. And this guy has to get to his chasana. and he's really upset. You know, these guys, they go to gym, they're big, they're built. He says, no problem, I'm going out, I'm going to take these guys, I'm going to throw them off the street one by one. I got to get to my chasana. As he gets off, he walks over to them, and he could, he built up. And he didn't realize, it came the trucks with the buash water. And when he went and he picked up the guy, he got such a spritz of buash. Okay, now this guy, he had spent so much money on his suit. His cologne, I mean, that also cost him a lot of money. And here, he's on his way to his chasana, and he got spritzed with the worst smelling water. It doesn't come out of your suit. It ruins the suit. You can't get the smell off. He's going to walk into the chasana. Everyone's going to walk over to him and say, Mazel Tov, and go like this. As Parshid, you can't go near these guys. Oh. As the guy Parshid started to cry. His most happiest day of his life is ruined. He has such a stink to him. What is he going to do? As finally, the mamish was Mishal Tashem. And the guy in the truck, he saw there's one guy, he just didn't look like the rest of the HBH. He was like dressed cool, built. He just didn't fit in with the rest of the crowd. He says to him, why are you standing there and crying? As he tells him his story, that it's his Yom HaChasana, his Chasana is ruined. He's going to come in, he's going to stink. The Kala's going to take one look at him. She, I don't know, maybe she's not even going to get married to me. Who knows what's going to be? He's going to Pachat Tadim. But the guy says, don't worry. I have a Gevaldik Ahitzi for you. There's a certain place, a certain thing, that chemical that takes everything off. Come with me, I'll help you. Oh, Mamish Yeshua Hashem, Geherev Ayin. You could get rid of all the buash, all the smell. Oh, he had such a relief. He went to his Yom Chasana. Yom Kippur, we can get rid of all the buash. You can get rid of all the smell, all the yisurim, all the tzaris, all the agvas nefesh. And it's just one thing. Do tshuva. It's a magical chemical that takes away everything. If you get rid of mamish, you think about it. Wow. It leaves no remnants. It erases it all from the video cameras. You can erase everything you ever thought, did. Anything wrong. You could change who you are. You could be a different person. This is the kayach of Yom Kippur. That's one very important angle of tshuva. And tshuva works. It really gets rid. The peccalas we can mamish get rid of. You know, there are people that get very depressed when they do vidur. They have to think of everything they did the whole year. Really, it is depressing. I feel that way too. I thought I would be better. I start clapping al chetz. Here I go. I'm back again with the Torah, with Yudas. Oh, same things. Lashon Hara. Oh, it's very depressing. Oh, but if we know Hashem is mamish misalik v'chatayim, Hashem is going to give us another chance. And this is very, very important. Tshuva doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. Hashem knows we're not going to be perfect. Einish ba'aretz asher lo yechta. Hashem knows. Hashem didn't create us to be perfect. Tshuva means we feel bad and we want to be better. Don't sit too long on the viduyim. Bisman hazeh, they have loads of viduyim that they have. Tosefes viduyim, Tosefes viduyim, Tosefes viduyim. Chazal could have done it also when they were mistaken outside. They didn't. What's the nekuda? Too much is not good. You have to chop the ikka nekuda, chop nekudas that need work, and move on. Very important. You can move on. You can change. You can grow. Don't get too stuck. Because that's the avoida of tshuva. Be makir. It's a problem. I have to fix it. That's number one. And I can fix it. That's number one. Number two, another angle of tshuva, which is very important. Tshuva is not only fixing a maisa. Tshuva is a whole way of life. Tshuva is kirvas Hashem. Chet is merachitas Hashem. Tshuva is mekarev Hashem. The fact that we sit on Yom Kippur and we do tshuva, that brings us closer to Hashem. Even if the tshuva doesn't fully last, even if we fall a couple of times during the year, but the kiras Hashem, no one can take away from us. Those moments of kiras Hashem are miyuchad mamish. It's like a couple, or someone that went, they had shalom bayis problems, they went to a top therapist in America, and the husband naturally says the wife is terrible, the wife naturally says the husband is terrible. Person said, and in all his experience, he never had someone come in and say, I really have to work on myself. It's always the other one that's terrible. The Vinish V, he said, he pointed out to the couple, I want you to write the good moments you have together. They came in with lists and lists of complaints. This one does this, this one does that, this one says this, this one does that. He says, I want you to write the good moments you have together. And all of a sudden, they started writing it. Wow, they had a different shalom bayis. They realized there's so many beautiful moments together. Okay, marriage is not perfect. Life is not perfect. But there are so many beautiful moments. There are so many good moments together. Yom Kippur is a beautiful moment in life. It's a moment of kiras Hashem. We're sitting, we're saying to Hashem, we want to be better, we want to be close to you. We're thinking Hashem is merachem, Hashem is soleach leisanu. These moments of kiras Hashem are shava harbe. They're matanis for life. They help us in our whole avodas Hashem, in our whole connection to Yiddishkeit. It's a different connection after Yom Kippur, because we feel a kiras Hashem. The avodah of tshuva is coming back to Hashem, and no one can take it away from you. Nothing you do afterwards. Those moments are super special. You want to read the Rambam, the powerful words of the Rambam. He's so negeh to all of us. Perek Zion, Alokha Dalit. Al Yilma Bal Tshuva, Shemiruchot Mimalis Asadikim, Mifnei Avoynis Vachatoyi She'osim. Many of us feel, I'm so far from being tzaddikim. I look at the big tzaddikim, the mamish learning in the 18-hour club, 7 days a week. And me, I come late to seder, I schmooze in the middle of seder. The tzaddikim club, they never speak lashon hara. Me, I live lashon hara. We look, we feel like we're so far away. Who am I, b'chlav? Al tigme, ein hadover kei. Ela ol v'nechmad hu lifnei ha-boire u'ki'ilu lo'ichota mi'oila. Like in shalom bayis, sometimes you have a fight with your wife and then all of a sudden you make up and the ava is much, much stronger after you make up. You feel like, wow! 10 minutes ago it was like tension beyond and now, wow, everything changed, we're back to the... By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yicholus, Anidei Tshuva, to erase the past. What did I see when I was a child? What did I do when I was a child? Hashem wants us to come back. Hashem is waiting to hug us and fill us up with love. Chibuk, the Arizal says beautifully, that Yeminai Techakemi Zusukis Acha Yom Kippur. It's such a beautiful Arizal. What is the Sukkah? A chibuk from Hashem after Yom Kippur. But how could you send everyone into the sukkah every year? I could think of some yid maybe that shouldn't be there. Everyone, Hashem wants to hug all of us. Hashem's waiting for all of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. V'loi oi el shishtchorei harbe shrei tam tam chet upirish mimenu ukavish yitzroi. Hashem knows our struggles. Hashem appreciates. If we try, if we work, if we do, Hashem appreciates the struggle. He's not going to look at us and say, Yankala, what's your problem? Why is this an issue for you? Why is it so hard for you? He doesn't talk that way. He looks at you and says, you're trying, you're working. I appreciate that. Literally. The Gevaldige Meile of Tshuva is Mekareves as a Adam L'Tshuva. Emes HaYizdeh Sonui Lifnei HaMakom. You have to hear this. Once a year, we can hear this. When we do Chatoyim, we can reach a Darga of Sonui Lifnei HaMakom. Meshukis, Meruchik, Toy Eva. Hashem doesn't want you. Hashem is far away from you. Nayoim all v'nechma v'kare v'yedid. It's very hard. There was one who Yeruchim said, he used to be, when someone did a chet, the Pasha was scared to open up a Gemara. After I did such a chet, how could I open up a Gemara? How could I be miskarev l'Hashem? Bizman hazeh, we have no problem. Not only that, they tell us in America, don't worry, you could do chatayim and learn Gemara. It's not a steal. Just learn, and everything is good. And to an extent, they're telling us because we need to hear it. But it's important to know, it's a different Torah when you're more rain, when you get rid of your chatayim, the Torah is different, the tefillah is different, everything you do is different. It's a whole different level. Kama Mu'ula Maila Satshuva. The Avonis Mumabdilim. He saw it the Einoi Nene. You daven and Hashem doesn't answer. Sometimes we feel we daven, we don't answer. Sometimes Chet Amakachigim. They're Ma'akvid. Lashon Hara. It's Ma'akvid Tvila. It's not Pashit. You know, you think, okay, I just met in my roommate. I spoke about him behind my back. You don't realize the next day maybe the tefillah is not going to go up. Hashem's not going to answer. You'll get a mitzvah, but Hashem maybe won't answer you as well. That makes a difference. If you do tshuva, wow. You push it, you're clearing out the thing. How the love I love him. Sometimes at Erev Yom Kippur, you call your parents. It doesn't go through because there's so many people calling home. You can't get through. Push it, it doesn't go through. It's a tefillah sometimes. They're blocked on the way. But when you do tshuva, you clear the board. The tshuvas go straight up. Hashem answers in a different way. Oyster mitzvahs, and Hashem is chofetz in his mitzvahs. Hashem wants his mitzvahs. Hashem helps him in his mitzvahs. Hashem leaves him in his alem, his roimim in his mitzvahs in a whole different level. As you see over here, God will pull us a tshuva. It brings us closer to Hashem. It brings a different level of siyata b'shamayim. As that's another nekuda. Every tshuva accomplishes. We're closer to Hashem. We had a beautiful moment on Yom Kippur. That itself changes us for life. We're different people. If we keep our tshuva, the more we keep our tshuva, we keep our kabbalah afterwards, the more we keep that kirva. And we build on it. Some people in marriage, they have a fight, they make up. They have a fight, they make up. They have a fight, they make up. And then when they're 50, then they go to Shalom by yourself. Yeah. There's some people that it works differently. They have a fight, they make up, and he says, oi! I don't want to have a fight again. I want to get into a fight with my wife, she's going to get upset at me. What, I need her to be upset at me? I need to come home after tightness and she doesn't serve me stuff. Come on, I learned my lesson. I'm always going to try to have it good with her. As Kilu with our Kodesh Baruch Hu too. Let's learn our lesson. We want to keep it good. We want to keep the relationship close. We want to keep it good. And that's what's ma'ir us, that we should cobble a tshuva and going through life. Okay. That's number two. The Mishnah Brura speaks about another reason why people don't do tshuva. Very powerful. It's like an agav. It's a nukas yom kippur in tafresh chof beis. It's all the way at the end. Say the tefillas mincha. People a lot of times skip it because they figure, I know how to do minchas. So I don't have to learn that siman. But every siman in Shulchan Aruch really has a meaning. You should never skip. Everything is kedai to learn. As in tafresh chof beis, in sifkat vav shar hatzim, he says, why do we lay maftir yoyna on mincha? I could think other maftas that would have been so much more maftir. Azog the Mishnah Brura. Ki adam choishiv kam upon him liyayish es atzmoy she'enu yochol lisvay v'shum oyit. V'akein yisnag tamid v'oifim echad. You see how the tzaddikim, you know, sometimes people say, the big tzaddikim, they're minutak, they don't understand us. The big tzaddikim, they understand us so well. The Mishnah Berurah understands all of us. It's amazing. He says, why don't people do tshuva? Why don't you change on Yom Kippur? I'm hopeless. Why am I hopeless? I went through so many Yom Kippurs, and just look at me. You really expect something big to change this, Yom Kippur? You know, when I was younger, I got excited. Now I'm older, like, I'm looking at these 22-year-olds, like, older. That's what they feel. I'm an old guy already. I've been through many Yom Kippurims. Like, you can't fool me. I don't have that young Yislavus anymore. I'll tell you, I have a white beard. I'm so excited. Yom Kippur's coming. You could change. You know, how many Yom Kippurs? Akvaldi. But you could feel inside. I'm a Yuyish. I've tried so much on different Yom Kippurs to work on things and it hasn't worked. As what does he tell the person? Unbelievable what he says. What's the limud from Yaina? Avol tos hu. It's a mistake next year. Why? Shesayv dava yiyah. Kol ma shabad kadosh baruch hu roitza minafshay si yisrat. Mukhrukhu l'sakim. Whatever Hashem wants you to fix, you are going to fix. It's gonna happen. The Yavoi Oira Pam Upamayim Lo Oilam Ubal Korcho Yuchruch Lisakin. You're going to come back and back again until you fix it. Vim Kain Lomaloi Kola Amos Lomu Lisbol Chibra Kever the Sar of Misa the Sar of Chibra Kever the Sar of Gehenim and come back again. It's not Kedai. It's one of those places. The Kever is one of the trips. Even the Yeshiva Bachur doesn't want to go there. It's Toshit, not Yishmach. Beraya mi Yoyna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was the story of Yoyna? He wanted, Hashem wanted him to go and say Nevuah. And he didn't want to. So he got on a boat, he ran away from Hashem, and Hashem threw him off the boat and put him into the stomach of a dog. Until finally, deep in the stomach of a dog, in the middle of the ocean, he got the point. You have to do what you have to do. You can't run away from Hashem. As you don't want to be in the middle of a fish in the ocean to get the point. You have to do what you have to do. You're going to do it at the end anyway. What are you waiting for? As it's such a powerful point. So many of us look, Hashem wants something from me, but I can't do it. It's so hard for me. You are going to do it. You don't have a choice. It's gonna happen. But you don't want Hashem to put your back against the wall, to turn your arm five times, to torture you, to make it happen. You might as well do it now. It's much, much easier to do it now. But this is a very powerful point. Tshuva, when Hashem comes, like, it's hard for me to get up in the morning. It is. No one's taking it away from you. It's hard for me to learn on Friday and Shabbos. It's hard for me not to speak Lashon Hara. You're right. It's hard for you. Oh, but you were created to be Mitzak in this Nakuda. And if you don't, life is going to get worse and worse. The future is going to be bleak. You must fix it. You could and you must. And Yom Kippur is an opportune time that Hashem is going to help you, that you could fix so many different things to be fixed in a person, if you want to. As it is very powerful, Shara Tzion, in Maftu Yom. As why do we put it by Mincha? Because Mincha is right before Nila. It's the last Kriya before Nila. Now's the time! Pound it in. You could change. You can make the tikkun in life. What is it to make a Kabbalah for next year? And to keep with your Kabbalah as long as you can. To make a very strong Kabbalah. Because it's very important to you. This is what you came to the world to do. You didn't come to the world to dance at the Shemei Ben Sof. The It's a beautiful thing. It's nice. It's enjoyable. It's gishmak. You came to the world to fix something. And every person has a koyach to fix it. And you cannot avoid what you have to fix. And that's what Mafta Yoyna is coming to teach us. Let's hop it. Let's do it. Let's make a Kabbalah. What? Every person has to be voided in himself. Every person is a Olam Umulai. Every person has to know what he wants to grow in, to be voided himself, what he needs to improve in, and believe it could happen. Okay. Because that's one group of people that we speak one way. That you know what you have to fix. Fix it, don't give up. But this is a second group of people. And this group of people also exists. The group of people that, Baruch Hashem, I'm good. I'm in this medrash, I'm learning. You know how many hundreds of thousands of people that are yidden are not learning? I learn. I come to Sarim, I daven, I come to Minyanim, I'm mamish at Savi Gavah. As on Yom Kippur, okay, a little bit, I'm fixing a little bit of Lashon Hara here, a little bit of Vital Taira, but Bigaron, I'm really a good guy. Just wait to hear what they're going to say by me for my Sheva brothers. Everyone's going to say how special I am. Just hear how people talk about me in Shidduchim. I'm the next big catch. As people sort of come into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, some people, like, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm good. We're all good. Everything's good. Zakrib Simcha Zuso, that's the second Shalom Hiyali Ki B'Shviris Levi Eilu. This is very strong, very powerful. There's a Shalom Hiyali because I'm good. I'm the Tzad. There's a Shaila that came up once in a certain yeshiva. It was like a heavy Shaila what to do. And it was so interesting. They were declaring, as they said, they have to go to a gadol to ask the question what to do. And someone that was sitting there said, what do you mean? I told the olam what to do, and I'm a gadol. The pashit almost went through my floor. So he threw the seat on my floor. But kachas ebnei olam, they live in the olam adimyon, like, you know, they say, okay, you may think you're a gadol, looks like no one else does. but kacha is there. People are living in a life so fadimian. Like, it's not only by certain signals, all of us to an extent, we fool ourselves. I'm really a tzaddik. My din was on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, yeah. They tell me I have to act like the Beinoni. So, okay, so I'm davening Yom Kippur. I know I'm really a good bacher. I know I'm a good avreich. I know I do the right thing. It comes one day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechiyach ha'adam, the lashon of the famous medrash in Vayigash, the mashehu ve'emes. Are you doing your tafkid in life? Are you doing what Hashem wants of you? Zogta Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Chuvim. Kol atzadikim tamid chashvu shein loy oitim matfik. I'm not doing enough. I can do more. I need to do more. So someone says, that's very depressing. They never think they're good people. You have to have self-confidence if you want to accomplish. What's this Rabbeinu Yoina saying? Oh, the Rabbeinu Yoina is saying, you could feel good you're doing, but you could always feel there's so much more to do. And it's not a stealing. You can be very, very happy with what you're doing, that you're learning, you're accomplishing, you're doing. But you want to do more. You have to know how to balance and not go to extremes. But it's very, very important to have that balance. To know there's a lot we could still do. There's a lot we could grow. And if we didn't have, we wouldn't be here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world to do something. To improve something, to grow in some way. What did Hashem put us here for? As obviously we have what to grow and what to do. It doesn't mean we're bad. We could be good, but we still have a lot to grow and a lot to improve. It's very important. I'm going to sum up what we saw. we saw Yom Kippur is a gewaltig day to do tshuva. It's a tremendous opportunity. Tshuva is kirvas Hashem, to get closer to Hashem, to live a life of kirvas Hashem. Don't be misyayish. I feel like I can't do it. Hashem put you here, you could do it. It's hard. You gotta work. You gotta be willing to work. But it's kedai to work. You're gonna accomplish and you're gonna see. It's going to be kedai. But oi, don't fool yourself that it's okay. I'm a tzaddik. Yeah, little thing. We got a lot to accomplish. Think very well, what am I going to do this year? How could I grow this year? That's a growing person. He's always thinking of growing, improving, accomplishing. And the most important thing is to make a Kabbalah this Yom Kippur. I want to be a better person. I want to be a tzaddik. I want to work on being a tzaddik. I want to work on being a better tzaddik. Every year is a tzaddik, and every year is a big tzaddik. But I want to work on being a better tzaddik. I want to grow. I want to shine. I need to grow. Not just I want to. It's so important. I have so many peccalas I must get rid of. I have so many packages that I need to get rid of. Nowadays they have like trauma therapy. You go through an experience, you got a therapist, and they relive the experience that you could get off the trauma. We have so many chatoyim, pekalot, that we have to get rid of. We don't have to go to therapy. Yom Kippur throws it all away. It's an amazing, of course, it's amazing matana from Hashem. It's Hashem Yazar. We should all throw away so much chatoyim. Be zeicha to tremendous kirvas Hashem. And we should be miskarev to our tafkidim and life together, all of us. We should make a chizik. We're going to learn the message from Yaina. We don't have to go to the Livyasa. And this is not a luxury cruise. The Livyasa's stomach, Livyasa was pregnant, full of babies in there, as I said. He was squished and mushed. And he was in the stomach of an animal. It's not comfortable. It's goyel nefesh. Yeah, but he got the point. We don't have to get there to get the point. We need to listen to Hashem. We can't run away anymore. Hashem's waiting there to help us to make it happen. Just like when Yaina did tshuva, it shot him out of the stomach, and the rest is history. As for Ezra Hashem, we can also be zeicha to do a tremendous tikkun, mis'aleh and mis'raymin biyachad, to be zeicha, mis'aleh together. As Hashem Yazar, we should, the matan of Yom Kippur should clean all of us, help all of us to grow and reach the tremendous heights, and reach our beautiful tafkidim that we all have to give. Yes, Hashem, we should be zeicha that this should be the last Yom Kippur before the Yule. Someone asked that, why do I have to daven so many times? Yisim l'chata Hashem l'vadecha. Every Shmona Esrei in Rosh Hashanah, every Shmona Esrei in Yom Kippur. It's hard for me. It's a good question. It's hard not only for them, it's hard for a lot of people. There was one of the people whose children were taken captive on Simchas Torah. They did a gevaldig chizuk. They begged people to daven. People were davening all over. The child went free. And they wrote a beautiful letter. It's unbelievable how every tefillah made a difference. It was a total nest that the child was free. He was a soldier. He wasn't supposed to be free. And the chizukim and everyone's tefillah made a difference. If somebody would have asked her when she was davening to free her son, if someone would have asked her, why do you daven every day, three times a day, to free your son? Isn't it enough you daven once? You know what the mother would have said? I'm davening until I see him. I want him home. I'm not stopping to davening until I see him home. We're davening again and again. We want to see Hashem back. We want to see gulos and yeshuas to everyone in Klal Yisrael, the Karev. And I'm going to keep on davening, and I'm not giving up. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all see the Karev, the Chzene, Enenu, the Shukra, the Tzio, and the Rina, the Karev.